السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for الرحمة's English course. الحمد لله, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that your Ramadan is going great, inshallah. So today we are going to continue from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, from ayah number 27 to ayah number 32. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite starting from ayah number 27.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات ويريد الذين يتبعون تبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما ومن يفعل ذلك عدوانا وظلما فسوف نصليه نارا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 27 to ayah number 32. So inshallah, today for theory, we are just going to continue with the topic of sifat. Sifat meaning the characteristics of the letter. So last class we did the sifat with opposites. We did hams and jahr. And then the next one that we did was the wasat, rikhawa, and shidda. So all three of these have to do with sound flow. When you are stopping on a letter with sukoon, how much of that sound is going to continue flowing after you have closed the makhraj. So this is what these three are referring to. Now with tawassut, rikhawa, and shidda, it is as if it is a timeline or it is a spectrum. So on one side, we have rikhawa. Rikhawa means that there is a lot of sound flow. When you stop on this letter with sukoon, a lot of that sound is going to continue flowing even after you have applied sukoon and you have closed the makhraj. Then in the middle, we have tawassut. Tawassut is from the word wasata, meaning middle or moderate. So for tawassut, it is going to be exactly in the middle. There is moderate amount of sound flow, meaning that when you stop on a letter with tawassut, you are going to have a little bit of sound still flowing. And then on the complete end, we have shidda. Shidda meaning that there is no sound flow at all. And in the last class, we did the letters of shidda, which are ajid, qatin, baket. And we learned that for these letters, when you stop on these letters, you are completely stopping the sound. So for all of these letters, you are not hearing any of that sound. And then also we learned that because you can't hear that sound, we are going to supplement that with more sifat. So we add qalqala or we add hams, aj, ad, ak, at. The reason why we're adding more sifat is to make it audible. Because there is no sound flow, there is no sound of the letter. So in order to make sound or in order to create more of a presence of that letter, we're going to add in other sifat. So here, mostly it's qalqala. And then for kaf and ta, we're going to add in hams. And this is going to give it a little bit of sound, a little bit more air, to give that letter more presence in the word. Now, inshallah, now we're going to move on to tawassut. So what is tawassut? Again, tawassut is from the word wasata, meaning in the middle. It is moderate. And the letters for tawassut are five letters. Lin, Umar, Lam, Noon, Ayn, Mim, and Ra. These are the letters of tawassut, meaning that anytime you have any of these letters with a sukun, you're just going to rest on these for a little bit. You're going to take a little bit of time. And we see this in the example of Surah Al-Fatiha. So this is a very common mistake that you're going to hear very often. In the word an'amta, a lot of people do not put tawassut on the noon and the meem. So remember, noon and meem are tawassut letters. They are part of lin umar. So you see noon and you see meem here. So what we should do is we should spend a little bit of time on the noon and the meem. What a lot of people do is they'll kind of brush over this. They'll read it very fast. Anamta. They're not spending too much time on the noon and the meem. Or what you will also hear is that they will apply qalqala on the letter, which is also incorrect. They will say ana amata. Now, noon and meem, they have qalqala, or they have like a fatha sound to them. Ana amata. So here, noon and meem do not have fatha, they have sukun. So we're going to make sure that we're not applying any fatha, we're not applying any shidda. So we're going to make sure we rest on the noon and the meem. An'amta. Now you can clearly tell noon and meem have sukun on these letters. And this is why we are applying tawassut, so that we can hear the sound, so that we can enjoy the sound more. And you're going to also notice this is going to beautify your recitation. And this is one of the purposes of sifats, to beautify the sound of the letter. So you're beautifying the noon, you're beautifying the meem. So this is the purpose of the sifat, so that we are not turning it into a fatha, we are not applying haraka, we're not applying movement to this letter when it should have sukun. Sukun meaning to rest. Sukun is rest, haraka is movement. So we're not applying any movement, we're just resting on this letter. An'amta. So here you can hear that you're just resting, it's beautifying the letter. So this is tawassut. And the letters of tawassut again are lin, umar, lam, noon, ayn, mim, and ra. Now, remember, tawassut is in the middle, wasata, it is moderate. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we have rikhawa. Rikhawa means that there is going to be a lot of sound flow. When you stop on a letter with rikhawa, the sound is going to continue to flow. For tawassut, the sound does not flow as easily. So if I say noon with a sukun, it's hard to keep going. And it kind of comes to an end. It comes to an end. It comes to an end. For the letters of rikhawa, you can kind of go on for longer. You can have sukun for longer. And a letter of rikhawa could be, for example, sheen. So sheen is a letter of rikhawa. Ash. It kind of goes on forever. Ah. So all of these letters are part of rikhawa. The sound is continuing to flow. So we're going to play into that when we have a letter with rikhawa. We're going to rest on it for just a little bit. So for example, if we have the word afwaja. So here fa is going to have rikhawa. We're going to rest on this for just a little bit. Afwaja. So you hear that the sound is flowing, it has rikhawa, rest on it. Again, not for too long, we're not pulling this for too long. We're not going to say afwaja, just for a little bit, afwaja, rest on it for a little bit. Same thing with tawassut. We're not resting on it for too long. So like the example I gave, an'amta. Again, you're not spending too much time. You're not saying an'amta. No, this is way too much time. An'amta. This is a little bit more moderate. So again, we're not spending too much time on tawassut and nikhawa. We're spending just a little bit to rest on it. So we have some sukoon. We have some peace as we're coming to this letter. We have some rest on these letters, which is the whole purpose of sukoon. Now for rikhawa, what are the rikhawa letters? The rikhawa letters are all of the remaining letters. So we have shidda letters, ajid, qatin, baket, take those out. We have tawassut letters, lin, umar, take those five out. Whatever is left is automatically going to be in rikhawa. Okay, so shidda, ajid, qatin, baket, tawassut, lin, umar, rikhawa, anything that is not amongst tawassut and shidda letters. Okay, so again, this is sifat with opposites, meaning that every single letter has to be in one category. So for example, like we said, the letter fa. Fa, is it part of shidda? Ajid, qatin, baket? No, it is not part of shidda. So we'll take shidda out. Now the only two options, either it is tawassut or it is rikhawa. So if is it tawassut, lin umar, fa is not part of tawassut. Automatically, the last option is rikhawa, so it has to be in one of these three. So this is how the sifat with opposites work. So here we have rikhawa, we have tawassut in the middle, and then we have shidda at the very end with no sound flow. So hams and jahar, one more time a review. Hams and jahar has to do with air flow. How much air or breath is flowing after you have closed the makhraj. And for hams, we had fahathahu shaksun sakat. So these letters have a lot of air. Jahar, meanwhile, has no air. Once you have closed the makhraj, no air is escaping. Then the next one, rikhawa, tawassut, and shidda have to do with sound flow. How much sound is flowing from these letters. And rikhawa means a lot of sound flow. Tawassut means moderate sound flow. The letters of tawassut are lin umar. Shidda means that there is no sound flow at all. Ajid, qatin, baket. The sound is stopping completely. Now, keep in mind, just because a letter has shidda does not mean that that's the only way you're going to pronounce it. So, for example, if you have the word ajilad, Jim and Dal, both of these are shidda letters. This doesn't mean that you're going to pronounce them with only shidda. You're not going to read it like this. Now keep in mind that a letter can have more than one slifat. So although naturally the characteristic of the letter is that it has no sound flow, you're going to still add in more slifat. So remember, jim and dal also have qalqala. So you're going to apply that slifat as well. So here, shidda is not as relevant as the other slifats. Why? Because most of the time we're not reading the letter with shidda. We're reading them with other slifat. So for example, qalqala with hams. So shidda is not a very prominent slifat. The one letter which you do have to focus on the shidda is the letter hamza. Now, this is the one that has no other slifat. It does not have qalqala, it does not have hams. So for the hamza, you really do want to stop that sound. So for example, like we said in the last class, we had the example, ma'kul. So you want to abruptly stop the sound. This is the sound of the hamza, and here you are going to apply shidda. For the other letters, jim, dal, qaf, ta, for these letters, you do have qalqala, so there is no point adding shidda. Why? Because you are already counteracting that with qalqala or with hams in the case of gaf and dal. So the next one, inshallah, we should be familiar with this. It is isti'ala. Inshallah, today we're not going to go too in-depth. We'll move on to the analysis. I just want to introduce, what is isti'ala? Isti'ala is the Arabic word for heaviness. Now, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we all know what are the heavy letters in Arabic. We have been reading them. So now you know the official term for heaviness is isti'ala. Isti'ala from the word ulu, meaning to raise. Why? Because you are raising the back of the tongue. This is how you are going to make a letter heavy. You raise the back of the tongue and the sound becomes heavy. So you are doing isti'ala, you are raising that tongue. Now, what are the letters of isti'ala? We have khussa, dhaqt, and qidh. Inshallah, I hope this mnemonic is familiar to you all. Kha, sad, dad, ghain, ta, qaf, and dha. And then what are the rest of the letters? They are istifal. So if it is not part of khussa, dhaqt, and qidh, it is going to be part of the istifal letters. Now, what is istifal? So again, remember, this is a slifat with opposites. So we have isti'ala, heaviness. What is the opposite of heavy? The opposite is light. So either a letter is heavy or it is light. There is nothing in between. So the letter is either going to be heavy, and if it's not heavy, automatically it's going to be light. And this is istifal. So istifal from the word safala, meaning to lower, because you are lowering the tongue, you're not raising it, that therefore the sound is going to be light. So inshallah for this one, we will come back to it and we'll go a little bit more in depth. Inshallah, now let's move on to the analysis of these verses, paying close attention to tawassut and riqawa. So we are keeping an eye out for letters that have sukun. So let's go ahead and start with ayah number 27. Wallahu, Allah here is going to be heavy. Yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Now meem here is going to have sukun. So what category is meem in? Is it shidda? Ajid qatin bakat? No, it is not shidda. Does it have tawassut lin Umar? Yes, it does have tawassut. So we're going to rest on this meme for just a little bit. Alaykum. So just rest on the meme for a little bit. Alaykum wa yuridu. So here you see that we're resting on the meme, not for too long, just for a little bit. Why? Because it has tawassut. Wa yuridu alladhina yattabi'una ash-shahawat. So sheen here is going to have humps, meaning that there is some air flowing, so allow some of that air to flow. Antamilu maylan azima, ending here on a two count mad. Yuridullahu, Allah here is going to be heavy. An yukhaffifa ankum, kha here is going to be heavy. Ankum, meme again has tawassut, so rest on this meme. Wa khuliqa al-insan, kha is going to be heavy, qaf is going to be heavy. Da'ifa, dad is going to be heavy, and then fat here we end on a two count mad. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, this is going to be a four count mad in ya. La ta'kulu. Now here, Hamza has shidda. What does this mean? We're going to abruptly stop the sound as we go to the shidda sound. Da'kulu. So we're not rolling the sound in the throat. We're not saying da'kulu. We're not saying da'kulu and bringing it into the jowf. Abruptly, we want to stop and kill the sound within the throat. Da'kulu. So you hear that there's that jerking. It is abruptly stopping. This is shidda. So we need to make sure that Hamza has that clear shidda sound. We don't want any of it rolling around or entering the jowf. So again, it's not ta'kulu. It's not da'kulu. It is just abruptly ta'kulu. And then also this is going to be a four count mad on the waw. Amwalakum. Mim is going to have tawassut. Just rest on this meme for a little bit. Bainakum bil batil. Lam has tawassut. It is part of Lin Umar. Rest on that lam. Bil batili. Illa. This is going to be four count mad. Antakuna tijaratan. Ra is going to be heavy. Antaradin. Ra here is heavy. Dad is heavy. Minkum. Meme has tawassut. Rest on that meme. Wala taqutulu. Qaf is going to have qalqala. Lu. This is a four count mad. Anfusakum. Meme is going to have tawassut. Just rest on this meme. Inna allaha, Allah is going to be heavy. Kana bikum, meme is going to be tawassut, so just rest on this meme. Rahima, ra is heavy, and then meme here, this is a two count mad. Wa may yaf'al, so fat here is going to have rikhawa, so we're resting on the fat for a little bit, and then lam is going to have tawassut, so we're going to rest on fat longer than we're going to rest on the lam. Yaf'al dhalika. So here you see, fa is a bit longer, lam is not as long, but we are resting on both of these. ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا, dal is going to be qalqala. وَظُلْمًا, lam is going to have tawassut, just rest on that. فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِهِ, صَاد is going to have hams. صَاد is also going to have رِخَاوَة. So we're just going to rest on this صَاد for a little bit. نُصْلِهِ, and then صَاد is also heavy. Now ra is going to be heavy. It is also two counts. Wakana dhalika ala Allahi, Allah here is going to be heavy. Yasira, ra is going to be heavy. It is also two counts. Itajtanibu, jim is going to have qalqala. Kabaira, kabair, this is going to be a four count mad. Ra is going to be heavy. Matunhauna, noon is going to have tawassut. Anhu, noon has tawassut. Nukaffir, ra is going to have tawassut. Ankum, sayyi'atikum, meeb is going to have tawassut. Wa nudkhilkum, dal is going to have qalqala. Lam again has tawassut. So we're going to rest on all of these letters with tawassut. Tunhauna anhu nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum. So you see here, tawassut, we're just resting on it for a little bit. وندخلكم مدخلا دال is going to have قلقلة خاء is going to be heavy كريمة راء here is light ميم is to count mud ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله ضاد is going to be heavy لام is light the name of Allah is heavy so quickly switch heavy light heavy فضل الله به بعضكم عين is going to have توسط rest on this عين roll it in the throat just a little bit بعضكم ضاد is heavy على بعض عين again is from the throat roll it a little bit for the توسط ضاد is going to be heavy للرجال راء is going to be light نصيب مما اكتسبوا صاد is going to be heavy and then كاف is going to have همس so make sure that you are giving it a little bit of air on that كاف مما اكتسبوا وللنساء for count mud نصيب مما اكتسبن so here كاف is going to have همس باء is going to have قلقلة نون is going to have توسط so make sure you are resting on that نون مما اكتسبن واسأل الله الله is going to be heavy من فضله حاء is going to have همس make sure that you are reading that حاء at the end we don't want to drop it don't say فضله make sure you are reading that حاء give it some همس give it some air فضله Give it some air, give that humps. Inna Allah, Allah is going to be heavy. كان بكل شيء عليما. عليما, this is going to be a two count mat. So inshallah, we will end here. And then inshallah, I will see you all next week. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.